the major problem is climate change, but you have other problems such as biodiversity, solid waste disposal management, problems relating to wildlife. There are many other problems facing SIDS. SIDS are very important to the world because they are rich in biodiversity, which we all need, whether it's medicine, cosmetics. It's very important to all of us. And they also act as a hub for animals, not only from their country, but from other countries. I can give you an example. In Latin America and the Caribbean, you have migratory birds. So during certain parts of the season, the birds will like fly from one part of Latin America and the Caribbean, and they will stop in these small islands, and then they will go to another destination and then back. Now, if these islands go down, because some of them have been disappearing, and that's a problem. If these islands go down, it will affect biodiversity because these birds won't have anywhere to land. And you may find birds falling out of the sky or something because they'll be tired of having to fly such long distance.
How can young people get even more engaged and involved in this debate and help, actually?
Well, what is critical is educational awareness of these challenges, because right now, a lot of people, they didn't even know what the acronym SIDS stand for.
When you talk about acronyms, you maybe that wouldn't be young people's fault. Perhaps the system could make it easier, or do you think perhaps that the system and the acronyms make things a little bit more complicated? It would be a way of doing things easier for young people or not? Depends on education, really.
It depends heavily on education, right? And even not only young people, but also more senior persons within the Caribbean, sometimes they're not even aware of what the acronym SIDS mean. I'll give you an example. I was in Trinidad and Tobago, and I was speaking with a government official, and he wasn't even aware of what the acronym SIDS meant. Mm-hmm. He thought it meant sudden infant death syndrome. And that is a problem, because if they don't know what these things mean, how are they going to represent us and so on? So we need more discussion on SIDS. And I'm glad that UNEP is having UNEA, and they're giving some space to discussion on small island developing states.